Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I'm struck by the readings of the last couple of weeks are really calling us to make decisions. Really, you can't drift into eternal life. You've got to make clear decisions to follow God, to follow the commandments, to follow His way, to serve others, to care, to receive mercy and extend the mercy to others. That's how we're called to live. Are you on that path? Are you living life that way? Or are you enticed, perhaps even paralyzed by certain sin? You know, when I think of all the addictions that people have today, and there are many, many reasons for them, so I'm not trying to say I have the simple solution. But I would say this, that many times people get into addictions because they're trying to cover up pain. They're trying to cover up hurt. And they take something that calms them or soothes them in some way, and then they become addicted to it. So that's one reason the addictions come. Or we've been very, very disappointed in life, and we turn to alcohol or we turn to drugs to try and minimize that pain. But brothers and sisters, the only person who's not only going to minimize the pain but take it away is Jesus. Jesus is the only one who can set us free, really, ultimately. Look at the number of deaths today because of heroin. Look at the number. It's incredible. People dying left and right from overdose on heroin. Why? Because we're looking for something to satisfy us, and nothing in this world will satisfy us. It won't. We were made for union with God. And so making some clear decisions about who is God, who am I, and what am I going to do with this gift of life that has been given to me? Am I going to help advance the kingdom of God, or am I going to turn away from it and bring others with me? It's really that clear. All of us, every single one of us, even those of us who've never even been tempted to start on a pathway of addiction because your faith is somewhat strong. Don't count on your faith. Always, always, whether your faith is weak or whether your faith is strong, count on Him. He is the only one who makes it strong and the only one who keeps it strong. The only one who can give you the grace to turn away from temptation. He's the only one. So turn to Him with your whole heart. This is from the second book of Kings, chapter 22, verses 8 to 13, and then chapter 23, verses 1 to 3. The high priest, Hilkiah, informed the scribe, Shaphan, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord." It had been lost, the commandments, so to speak, the old law for them. It had been lost, perhaps for a generation or two, perhaps more. "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord." Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, who read it. And then the scribe, Shaphan, went to the king and reported, "Your servants have smelted down the metals available in the temple and have consigned them to the master workmen in the temple of the Lord." The scribe Shaphan also informed the king that the priest Hilkiah had given him a book and then read it aloud to the king. Now look at this. Here's a man who was able to hear. Are you able to hear? Here's a man who's able to hear. The scribe, Shaphan, informed the king that priest Hilkiah had given him a book and then read it aloud to the king. When the king heard the contents of the book of the law, he tore his garments and issued this command to Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, son of Shaphan. Now, why does he tear his garments? Because he's grieving. Great sin has been committed. The law was lost. The word of the Lord was lost. Achbor, son of Milkiah, the scribe Shaphan, and the king's servant Isaiah, "Go consult the Lord for me, for the people, for all Judah, about the stipulations of this book that has been found. For the anger of the Lord has been set furiously ablaze against us because our fathers did not obey the stipulations of this book nor fulfill our written obligations. We need to mourn and weep. We need to go before the Lord. We need to beg his help, for we have sinned. Our fathers did not obey the stipulations of this book. The king then had all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem summoned together before him. The king went up to the temple of the Lord, notice that, turning to God, with all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, priests, prophets, and all the people, small and great. He had the entire contents of the book of the covenant that had been found in the temple of the Lord read out to them. He had the entire law read out to them. Standing by the column, the king made a covenant before the Lord that they would follow him and observe his ordinances, his statutes, and decrees with their whole hearts and souls, thus reviving the terms of the covenant which were written in the book. And all the people stood. That was the sign that they were participants in the covenant. The king hears the truth. He's stunned. What does he do? Say, oh, I don't want this trouble on my hands, but let's ignore it. Or let's at our next meeting, we'll talk about this. No. He immediately summons the people. He immediately listens to the word of the Lord. He immediately acts. Brothers and sisters, that's how we all have to be. When you realize your error, repent, and then turn to the Lord and say, Lord, show me the way back. Show me the way out of the darkness. Show me the way out of sin and addictions. Show me the way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. I want to follow you. However you want to say it to the Lord, but make a decision. Don't stay where you are and say, well, maybe it'll get better. God's looking for your will to be given to him. My will, but thine be done. And what that does is it doesn't enslave us. It does the opposite. It really sets us free for the first time in our lives sometimes. Do you follow the Lord or do you compromise? Do you try to balance a little of this and a little of that? Or have you given your life to the Lord honestly? Teach me the way of your decrees, O Lord. Psalm 119. I think it's the longest in Scripture, and it is one of my favorites. I would urge you, read Psalm 119 at least one day every week. Read the whole psalm. It's a long one. It's the longest one. Read it. Read it every week until the words of that psalm pierce your own heart. Let me know. Let me know what God does with you. Pray that psalm. If you can pray it every day, that's great. But pray it at least once a week and say, Lord, let the words of this psalm pierce my own heart. Instruct me, O Lord, in the way of your statutes, that I may exactly observe them. Give me discernment, that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Lord, lead me in the path of your commands, for in it I delight. Incline my heart to your decrees and not to gain. Just praying that living word, brothers and sisters, begins to feed the weak part of us that just wants to go along with the crowd or just doesn't want to give up this habit or this pattern. It brings clarity and it brings hope. It brings courage when we really pray the word of God. Not just read the words, but pray it. Pray Psalm 119. Pray it often. Let me know when you experience, if you wish, let me know when you experience something from the Lord. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. Let me repeat that. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. People ever point you in the wrong direction? I'll bet they have. I think all of us have experienced that. We need discernment to know when it's a true sheep and when it's actually a wolf in disguise. We need God. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits, you will know them. If people looked at you, your actions, your conversations, your work ethic, your care for others, would they recognize those fruits as coming from God? Would they see you as a disciple? In other words, does your life reflect that you belong to another? You belong to Jesus Christ? Is that clear? Brothers and sisters, it needs to be. It must be. If we're going to bear fruit and bring others back to God or bring them to God for the first time, you don't need to be an ordained priest. You don't need to be a vowed religious to give your life to the Lord. Every single one of us, brothers and sisters, married, single, celibate, whatever state in life, all of us need to make a commitment of our lives to the Lord. Our state in life shows us how we live out that commitment. But all of us need to make a commitment. Have you done so? You should have. Your parents spoke it for you in baptism, but you should have made that commitment at confirmation, did you? You should renew that commitment every time you go to the sacrament of reconciliation. We need to have a clear commitment that I belong to God, that I am His disciple. I am His disciple. It should be clear. It should be very clear, brothers and sisters. Is it? By your conversation, do people know to whom you belong? I don't mean it has to be religious conversation. I don't mean that. But are your priorities, even your downtime, is it still the Lord's or not? Do you shed one dress or one suit and put on another? Or are you who you really say you are? Or are you a Pharisee? Are you a hypocrite? Where are you? God desires, brothers and sisters, that we become His disciples, His sons, His daughters. God desires that you might love Him. Therefore, and in that posture, then He can reveal Himself to you more. Please open your heart to Him. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.